Winston-Salem-based band Estrangers has just recorded a new album, but they did it old school, to analog tape with Ryan Pritz at El Guapo Recorders on the south side of Winston. It's titled Season of 1,000 Colors, and you'll find links to more information about the new release, upcoming Estrangers concerts, and more at WFDD.org. In the meantime, Triad Arts Weekend's own technical producer and guitarist, vocalist, songwriter Eddie Garcia recently caught up with Estrangers vocalist and guitarist Philip Pledger and drummer Drew Braden. Eddie sat down to talk shop with the boys, and you get to be a fly on the wall.
So from what I understand, you guys recorded on 2-inch analog tape.
Mm-hmm.
And for those out there that might not know, that isn't the norm anymore. Now, thanks to all the digital technology and whatnot, most
right.
people just sort of record into a computer, record into a hard drive. So why did you go back in time?
In a lot of ways, it kind of simplifies the process, which is cool. Forces you to make some decisions about what you like about your songs. And also, it just sounds really good. Like, it sounds really warm and full without you having to spend a bunch of time fixing it up or whatever.
The overall feel of the record, it is very, it's got a watery, sunny type of feel, but like with this, you know, there's an air of melancholy over the whole thing. It's almost like kind of a sunny outlook on some, maybe some disappointing experiences. Is that an accurate representation of the record?
Yeah, I mean, we were initially going to call it Summer of a Thousand Colors, but I think Season leaves it a little bit more open. Summer can imply a certain type of positive vibe, which is certainly true, but, you know, even summertime, there are nights that are, you know, just like oppressively humid and dark.
And Season leaves it more open. It's like the whole album feels like a passing of a period of time in someone's life. So I think it works on that level too.
Exactly. And, you know, just like anything else in life, nothing is completely wonderful or flawless. And so it is an upbeat record, but there is some emotional complexity to it as well.
Very colorful looking record,
mm-hmm.
the cover, and the vinyl itself. The vinyl itself, you're releasing this record on vinyl
mm-hmm.
in 2013. Why are you doing that?
I don't know. Why are we doing that, Drew?
I just had some money I wanted to spend on something.
Yeah. No, I feel like you reach a point where you're investing all this time and energy into your music, and I feel like vinyl is just like this very tangible extension of that.
Let's talk about the way this vinyl looks, because the cover is really striking, but why don't you describe the look of this package for listeners?
Well, we really wanted it to match the sound of the record, and I think it's very much a summer pop album. The vinyl itself is transparent blue, but it's got this like orange cloud in the middle of it too. We had a local Winston artist, Andrew Fansler, do our album cover, and it's actually like the third thing he's done with us, and he's one of our favorite artists around, and I think his aesthetic is just a really nice touch for the record.
Jews and Catholics frontman and Triad Arts Weekend technical producer Eddie Garcia took the reins on that interview. He spoke with Estrangers vocalist and guitarist Philip Pledger and drummer Drew Braden about their new album, Season of 1,000 Colors. For WFTD, I'm David Ford.